Early voting underway in South Carolina U.S. Senate Republican primary. By Matt Mercer on August 6, 2026. Early voting began Wednesday in the special South Carolina U.S. Senate Republican primary following the passing of former Senator Lindsey Graham. Nine candidates are campaigning for the seat in the primary, which will take place on Tuesday, August 11. The candidates are Duke Buckner, Danny Ford, Representative Russell Fry, appointed Senator Darline Graham Norton, Mark Lynch, Mark McBride, Representative Ralph Norman, Glenda Parker, former Representative Mark Sanford, and Samuel Shepard. Under South Carolina election law, a runoff will be held on August 25 if no candidate receives greater than 50% of the vote. President Donald Trump has endorsed Sen. Graham in the race, writing in July that Graham Norton would never let the people of South Carolina down. Trump added that Graham Norton shares her brother's, the late Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, deep love of our country and of South Carolina. Despite the endorsement, numerous candidates lined up for the opportunity to run for the seat. Two sitting members of Congress, Fry and Norman, are campaigning for the seat and touting their conservative records. Fry's campaign announcement promoted him as a conservative fighter who would take on high gas prices and grocery costs. He is also continuing his re-election campaign in the 7th Congressional District. Norman, who finished third in the state's gubernatorial primary election this year, was already set to leave Congress. He has racked up endorsements from conservative Senators Mike Lee, RUT, and Rick Scott, RFL, as well as retiring Representative Nancy Mace, RSC. In his announcement, Norman said, "I've spent years fighting for the Palmetto State in the State House, in Congress, and now I want to get the Save America Act passed in the Senate." Polling shows a close race at this point between Graham, Fry, and Norman, each with strength in separate areas of the state. Graham, who grew up outside of Greenville, lives in suburban Lexington County near the state capital of Columbia. Fry, who defeated incumbent anti-Trump Republican Representative Tom Rice in 2022, lives in vote-rich Horry County on the Grand Strand, and Norman lives in York County, in the booming Charlotte, North Carolina, bi-state area. The primary winner will take on far-left Democrat Annie Andrews in the November general election.